A weak solidarity bricky team listener when Big Supremo Anthony Albing Uzi boasted, this is the culmination of careful, patient and determined advocacy work that I am very proud of. As at last Julian Assange stepped back onto Trublawazi soil, or, well, Trublawazi tarmac. Guilty of the felony under US of the UN of the US of the world law of exposing US of war crimes. And we sure as can't dispute the careful, patient bit. More than a dozen years locked up without being found guilty of anything. Determined? Well, in fairness, at least Anthony and the team did something about it. Previous governments, socialist and caring business class, nothing. Making former Big Supremo Little Kevy Rod for the workers, reveling in the reflected glory, a walk-up start for the Hypocrisy of the Week award. As a by-the-by, congratulations to 3CR, because after the deal was announced late Tuesday, by the time I rode up outside before 9 on Wednesday morning, we already had a big Julian Assange is free announcement in the window. But try as they might, the media could not extract a he didn't deserve years of persecution for exposing war crimes, or that his guilty plea posed threats for freedom of the press, not that our conformist establishment media has much to worry about on that score. Try as they might, Anthony, the minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, penny left wing et al., would say nothing stronger than it had gone on for too long. They didn't tell us at what point over all those years it became too long. How long was acceptable? There are a range of views on these matters. They avoided the key issue with mealy-mouthed cliches. Nonetheless, the big prize for graciousness and true blue Aussie solidarity must go to caring business class shadowy minister for going overseas, etc., Simon Birmingham, who attacked Anthony for daring ring Julian Assange to welcome him home. An attack on our very, very, very close friend, the US of and its legal system. Poor Simon was aggrieved and concerned, which might explain why caring business class governments left Julian Assange to rot. After all, the US of has pointed out the expose of war crimes place people in danger. How many were hurt by the revelation, Simon? At last count, let's see, naught plus naught. There. Naught people were placed in danger. For instance, the train killer war criminals might have faced murder charges if it hadn't been for the compassion of the US of legal system, which pursued Julian for years, which pursued a felon, a legal system Anthony Albanese has insulted and threatened our very, very, very close relationship. As the Julia Gallinghart and little Kevy Rod for the Workers lots obviously had previously thought being in prison for exposing war crimes had also not gone long enough. Anthony, we asked Anthony, should a person be locked up for years for exposing war crimes? I have been making it clear that this has gone on for too long. Anthony, how many of the train killer war criminals revealed by WikiLeaks have been prosecuted? I have been making it clear this has gone on for too long. Yes, why did we jail a whistleblower whose information led to true blue Aussie train killer war crimes being exposed? Look, I have been making it clear this has gone on for too long. So locking up David McBride wouldn't have anything to do with your reluctance, Penny's reluctance, the minister for being offensive and train-killing Richard Moles, the bad guy's reluctance, the Attorney General's reluctance to condemn the US of for making exposing war crimes a felony under the Espionage Act. As I said, I have been making it clear this has gone on for too long. By the way, how many trained killer war criminals exposed by David McBride's whistleblowing have been charged, Anthony? I keep telling you, I have been making it clear this has been going on for too long. Thank you, Anthony. Pleasure, any time. Incidentally, did I tell you I've been... Yes, thank you. The euphemism of the week award to our train killers after a $1 million drone on a kill training flight up at Shoalhaven Bay crashed on takeoff and smashed to smithereens. The train killer said it self-terminated after experiencing a technical issue. Self-terminated technical issue? the bloody thing crashed and smashed to smithereens. Train killers, your euphemism of the week award is on its way. But good news, the self-termination didn't stop them ordering lots more from the US of with millions and millions and millions of our money. On the important international business of killing people, socialist Senator Fatima Payman did something egregiously irresponsible. She voted for the Palestinian non-land, non-people to have a land and be transmogrified into, wait for it, into real people. Just like the real people who occupy the land that used to be theirs when they were real people. She had voted against party policy, the Socialist Party said. Yes, what did she vote for? She voted for a Palestinian non-land, non-people state. Dear me, how irresponsible. And what is your party policy? We support a Palestinian non-land, non-people state, which is what she voted for. Could it be that she was the only one who voted for party policy? No, no, we do not support the Palestinian non-land, non-people state she voted for. So what do you support? We support a Palestinian non-land, non-people state. Right. So we've cleared that one up. Meanwhile, Zion is doing its best to solve the issue by ensuring there'll be no non-land, non-people left to have a state as it moves to assure the world Lebanon is also part of Zion from the river to the sea. Not so clear, the totally neutral Lord Rupert of Wapping Media producing surveys showing people overwhelmingly just can't wait to have a nuclear power plant in their backyards. Same day, Lord Rupert's rival media survey showed the direct opposite. Who are we to believe, listener? Well, Lord Rupert, of course, balanced objective screaming headlines like, "Let's go fishing," with a double S, of course, very, very clever, and "Stop the Nuclear Scare Campaign." Irrational attacks on nuclear like there could be the odd safety problem. We ask caring business class coalition supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, how will you address the safety problems? You're making a, like, you know, assumption? Yeah, like, it's like totally safe, unlike dangerous, you know, like renewable thingies. That's good to know, Pete, but what about the cost? Look, I've, you know, made it clear I will release our figures, you know, like after the election. Ah, yes, your inspired fail-safe election winner. Exactly, it is like inspired, along with like our renewable dangerous energy target and like how we will address the like safety issue like. Which doesn't exist. Exactly like. Thanks, Pete. Pleasure like. Meanwhile, spare a thought for the big Aussie of whom we're all so proud, poor old BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, so dedicated to addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, that this week announced that this year it will have to increase its carbon emissions, but only because of valid reasons like making a killing after buying up lots more polluters. However, no need to worry. It would rely on technology and carbon offsets in the future to balance things up. Like plant a few trees at the back of Bali. Exactly, at our own expense. And technology? We are confident technology will come up with something to allow you to keep polluting. Exactly, pollution-free pollution. Technology is wonderful. But poor bloody Huge has bigger worries. It has gone to the Fair Work True Blue Aussie, no longer Work Choices, just looks like it con mission, seeking an exemption from the socialist draconian same pay for the same work laws. Its in-house labour hire subsidiary is not labour hire, but a service provider, it is arguing. And an order to pay thousands of those workers the same pay as our direct workforce would not be fair and reasonable. Yes, why not? Well, obviously, because we'd have to pay the lazy avaricious bludgers. Now, we've mentioned before, bloody Huge argues having to pay its labour hire, or sorry, service provider workers the same pay for the same work, would cost it $1.3 billion a year. And that's workers stealing money directly from mums and dads investors. What, investors like you? Precisely. mentioned before that unless Bloody Huge can come up with a different explanation, there is no other logical conclusion than it is ripping off those workers to the tune of, yes, that's right, $1.3 billion a year. Between 10 and 40,000 a year, according to the evil union, displaying its blatant disregard for the interests of mums and dads investors. And the Fair Work True Blawazzie Ombudsman is clamping down on caring employers advertising jobs at sub-going wage rates like as little as $7 an hour. Shame. Good caring employers doing their bit to give people a chance to get their foot in the door of the employment wage slave, market, even if they have to go home to their comfortable little gutters. The media went into overdrive over a US of presidential debate, if a collection of grammatically disastrous cliches could be called debate, like, it matters. The only thing worth noting, one, Joe remembered to turn up, and two, Donald wasn't speaking from a prison cell. Finally, sobering thought one, the one thing that stands between the US of people and Donald is Joe. Sobering thought too, like here, the one thing that stands between us and Peter Duffer is Anthony Albanese. Doesn't that cheer us up no end? Good morning.